Hello, this is the Exotics Vet, Al speaking. I'm very well, thank you. What can I do for you? Oh, okay, good. Yep. Coming through. Yep. Yep. Just in case, yeah. Yep. Yeah, so what I would do just throughout this time is continue to keep an eye on her. Those eggs should come roughly 2 days apart. So they should have about 24 hours where there's no egg, and the day after that there's another egg. Anything outside of that would, yep. So today should be the next one. Because she has the male counterpart there, if you don't want babies, what I would do is every time that she lays, if she lets you, I would take those eggs and boil them so that you don't have babies, but then give them back to her so that she can sit on them. Or I would get, look online. I can't remember the exact website, but I'd get, for fake eggs. Oh, okay, cool. Well, yep. Okay, well, if that's the case, then there's probably something wrong with the egg in the sense that it might not be viable or something like that, because she'll know best. But just keep an eye on her to make sure that those eggs continually come in that kind of pattern, day off, egg, day off, egg. But on Friday, I've got a fairly free day currently. In the afternoon, though, I've got appointments starting from 2 p.m. that I could book you guys in for. Yeah, so let's have a look. Yeah, so around 3:30 would be the latest appointment that I could offer on Friday afternoon. Do you think you'd be able to make it for that? Yeah, cool. So recheck for egg laying. Preemptive appointment. Cool. So I've got that booked in. If you do want to go ahead and cancel it because she is doing okay, then feel free to do so. Otherwise, we'll get her through for just a, I guess, a reproductive soundness recheck, and we can have a look at her and just make sure everything's going okay. But if there is no concerns, feel free to give us a call and we can cancel that appointment if needed. Otherwise, we will see you guys at 3:30 on Friday afternoon. And he shouldn't. He shouldn't need to mate with her after the successful mating. And she can continue using that kind of that sample from that time to kind of produce the eggs. So he shouldn't need to do anything else, and he'll just leave her pretty much until she's like, "All right, the eggs are done." I can't remember if Konya's will share the incubation period, like male and female, or if it'll just be the female. So he might just be job's done. He doesn't have to do anything more. But yeah. And so no, that's yep. That's normally what happens. So just keep an eye on them and make sure that those eggs are coming and that they're produced as normal eggs and they don't have any deformities or anything. But other than that, we've got you guys booked in for Friday, so if we need to, we can go from there. Fantastic. Excellent. You're very welcome. You too. Bye-bye.